Ed Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning, and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook, and Twitter at US of Ed. We spoke last week about Houston and the incredible flooding they were facing there. How is the recovery looking so far, and how is the government handling it?
Well, the government's handling it pretty well, but it's not looking good, to be quite frank with you. The city's really underwater. The damage was much more extensive than people anticipated because the water stayed so long with those repeated rains. And anytime timber and water come together, and sometimes a little bit of salt water, it makes things pretty bad. So roads are impassable. Houses can't be occupied. It's really another Katrina, except on a larger scale.
And now, incredibly, there's another massive storm on the way. Florida has declared a state of emergency thanks to Hurricane Irma, the strongest Atlantic Ocean hurricane ever measured, bearing down on them. What's going on?
Well, we had another hurricane come after us after Katrina. That's not uncommon, but one of this scale is quite uncommon. And for some years now, weather forecasters have said that the number of hurricanes would slow down, but their intensity would increase and their proximity would increase. That is, one after another. And in my recent book, I said that the real climate change we'll see is series of events. Like, for example, Italy. What is this, the third set of earthquakes in the last 2 years? So these events are compounding one another, not giving you any time to recover.
We are seeing what some people are calling two once-in-a-hundred-year storms in a week, after all. Can Trump and Republicans keep dealing with the aftermath of these events and keep denying the science of climate change?
Well, they may be in denial, but they will suggest this is Mother Nature acting out maybe a 300 or 400 year scenario. Whatever they want to say, they're going to come up with a rationale for preparing for it. It'll be no different from the climate change rationale, except they'll say we're doing it because Mother Nature is acting this way, not because we're doing things that are making it act this way. So I would anticipate they will cut down on carbon. They will start building things in very different ways. And they'll do 90% of the things that the climate change legislation suggests globally, but for their reasons, not for the reasons given before. And at some point, I would say, even if this guy can stay a four-year term, the United States will be back into the climate change agreement.
You mentioned last week funding might come down to recovery for Houston or Trump's infamous border wall, which Mexico was going to have to pay for right up until they weren't, and now Americans are having to foot the bill. With the bill overwhelmingly passed for Houston's recovery and now quite possibly more damage in Florida, how is that looking? How's the wall looking?
There may be a wall, but it won't be in that location. First, seriously, a wall would prevent Americans from going to Mexico or the Mexican army coming in as it has to save Americans. So that's not a very good idea. Furthermore, a wall would build up water behind it and create even more serious flooding. And we saw some of that with some of those walls falling down that have been to buttress rivers and the like. So I anticipate the wall not being talked about just now. They'll be talking about many other measures to keep illegal or unwanted aliens from coming. And, of course, DACA is one of those, which will send a flood of people back to Mexico.
Yeah, let's talk about that program. Donald Trump has ordered the dismantling of the program, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, installed by Barack Obama. It protected around 800,000 young people in the states who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. Now, deferred action, meaning those in the program received a renewable two-year period of deferred action from deportation and eligibility for a work permit. What's happening?
This is one of the things he promised his base. to keep the Mexicans and other people, aliens, from competing for American jobs. It doesn't make much sense because these people are taxpayers. They do have jobs. Generally, they're welcome in their communities. It'll probably cause more uproar among Republicans and Democrats simply because a lot of these people are in the South doing the kind of jobs that Americans don't want to do, working in retailing, shining shoes, doing all kinds of things. But others are college graduates at this point, doing very important jobs around the country. So we'll see American business coming to the aid of these people. They'd be a boon, actually, to Mexico to have these well-educated people come back, those that are adults. I think this is going to dribble on, and Canada will receive these people with open arms. This is another one of these deals where Donald Trump thinks he's winning his base, but he's losing everyone else.
Well, actually, talking about that dribbling on, Trump is kind of washing his hands of it. He's put it in Congress's hand, but Obama, who many have been waiting on to make some kind of statement condemning Trump ever since Trump got elected, he's finally come out swinging over this one. So what do you make of that?
Well, I think Obama is tired of this, being blamed for things. He's tired of these failures. He left a country that was in pretty good shape. The economy was going well. We're at peace in the world. There are diplomatic envoys everywhere, including Russia. So I think Obama's saying, now this man is tearing up my legacy. I've got to step in and do something. And the Democrats don't have anyone to do it. Hillary is basically blaming grandma. She's written her book, and she doesn't seem to be willing to do anything else. Bernie is spent. So he has to step in to protect his legacy and to give some energy to the Democratic Party. It's unfortunate. When they need all the energy they can muster, they don't have very much.
And pretty astoundingly, Trump's undercut his own party by siding with Democrat leaders on a deal to fund the government and raise the federal debt ceiling for the next 3 months, stunning Republicans and even members of his own administration. Where is the Republicans and Trump's congressional agenda right now?
There isn't any agenda. The agenda is survival at this point, just plain old out survival. They don't really know what to do with this man. He didn't consult the Congress when he took this action. But now that he's declared it, of course, the Democrats will go along with it and the numbers will be there. Trump is Trump. He's not a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He's Trump. And I said at the inauguration, there's going to be a parting of ways between the Republican Party and Trump. It has occurred. He's not joining the Democrats. He's just being himself. And that means he's a loose cannon. God help us if we have a war.
Ed and I will be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date. And show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.